This is RSVNB Update, episode 200, recorded Thursday, April 16th, 2009. The Steve Jobs Outfit. Hello, everybody. RSVNB Update episode. Well, you know what episode it is. I said in the intro. So, hi, Brad. This is a nice English fellow by the name of Brad, who's roughly 6 feet tall and 135 pounds.
I'm not 6 feet tall. I'm 5'10", 5'11".
Okay. 135 pounds?
120.
Okay. That's light.
Yeah, I know. I am light.
Okay.
I'm light as a feather.
And he lives in southwest England with his dad on a farm.
I don't live on a farm.
Or no, it's southwest. Well, you live in a rural area then with lots of little farmers.
Semi-rural.
Oh, I'd like to come there. Maybe one day. But yes, 200 is
here. Someone's coming
here
to stalk me.
No. I just want to come visit. So, this is episode 200, as I've said many, many times already, and we've been building up to this for a long time. Not much special this week because, well...
200 isn't that big a number.
Yeah. We were going to try and get a whole bunch of people together, you know, for episode 200, but everybody's out and about doing things, you know, like...
Everyone has a life.
Yeah. We're just going to be doing pretty much an all-question show this week because there's no RuneScape updates. And since it was 200, we figured we'd just do every question that was entered that was decent. I think I only skipped one or two, if I remember correctly. So, let's get started, shall we? First one's an
yay.
Audio question from Shredder. Oh, I need the sound, don't I?
Oh, yay.
Dear Shane and Brad, what is the funniest thing that has ever happened to you in school? It can be your favorite thing, your funniest thing, doesn't matter. Mine happened yesterday. We were in science, and my teacher said motor nerve, and one of the girls in my class said, oh, how do you spell that? And she was like, M-O-T, and the girl went, oh, I thought you said boner. The whole class started cracking up. It was pretty funny. Yours truly, Shredder.
Oh, hormonal teenagers, what do you expect, eh?
Yes, well. Yeah.
Do you have any?
No, it's one of these questions you can never really think of anything off the cuff, except for the thing Shane's invariably going to bring up about the fact that I laughed at a boy who ate berries off a bush and had to go to hospital.
We talked about that last week.
When I was five, Shane seems to think that, you know, Shane seems to keep mentioning that. I think Shane probably is obsessed with this boy. Probably thinks I've scarred him for life by laughing at him.
I got a question.
It wasn't like... What?
Did any of your schools ever get put on lockdown?
No.
No,
I don't think we have that here. What is it?
It's where you go hide out of sight because there's potential intruders.
No, never happens.
Oh, okay. As I was telling you before, once I was in grade four, my grade four teacher was up at the front of the class, and she let out a little bit of gas, and everybody started laughing.
Ha ha ha.
So, yeah, that's about all I can recount. But then, of course, there was a time my grade six school was put into lockdown.
Why?
Because they thought that there was some guy with a shotgun wandering around on the perimeter, so they took the sensible precaution and put the entire school on lockdown.
Yes, lack of gun control is a good idea. No! In North America.
No!
Dumbasses.
They did this because it was a few months after Columbine.
Yes, Columbine, another fine example why no gun control is good.
I was reading a story, how a guide on how to pick a holster for your weapon.
Yeah, well, all I can say is I hope everybody who opposes gun control gets shot up by some maniac in their lives.
Okay.
That would be the ultimate form of justice in my eyes.
But then, of course, of course, also in our schools. After that, every year we had lockdown drills.
Never did anything like that when I was at school.
You have fire drills?
Yeah, we have fire drills.
What about earthquake drills?
We don't have, well, we have had an earthquake here, but no, we don't have just fire drills.
Okay.
I remember once in the 1 year that I was at senior school here, which is like high school, as I've said many times in the past, we had a fire drill and half the school didn't come out. And it turned out that half the fire alarms didn't work in the school, right? So we had, it was like a week before Christmas, and we had like an extra week on our Christmas holiday because they didn't want us to be in school when the fire alarms weren't working properly. Score. It was the day before my birthday, actually, that it happened. So I got my birthday off. That was just great.
Oh, just that's great. Funny. Yeah. We had lots of fire drills at high school as well, partly because the school was under construction and they couldn't control when the fire bell went off. So there was once it went off like 3 times in 1 day and we went outside all 3 times.
Hmm.
And then also there's another one where it was like minus 30 out and we had to go out and wait out there. Nobody had their their coats on. So yeah, that it can get kind of cold if you have to go outside without any jacket on when it's minus 30. So that's one benefit you guys in the southern latitudes have to take for granted that stuff.
Yeah, wow, wow,
like
wow.
That.
We're in Canada. Canada's cold, blah, blah, blah.
It is.
Stupid Canadians. Did you do anything but complain?
No, I enjoyed it. Everybody else was complaining because I had my jacket with me, so I was fine.
Yeah, Shane. Screw everybody else as long as you're fine. That's your whole philosophy on life, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's like
Shane has no empathy. Shane is completely apathetic.
How are you supposed to survive if there's ever a case where you need to survive
because,
against
competition? Doesn't it just see? I can't see how you can argue the point of let's be selfish and think of ourselves before others because it might help you survive in one situation. If you're in a situation where you need the help of others to survive, they're all going to look at you and go, "God, he's selfish. We're going to let him die."
Not if they don't know me.
Oh, God. Yeah, I hope they don't know you. As long as they don't know you, you'll be fine. If they know you,
thank you, Shredder. Moving on, next one's from Power Crazy.
Moving on. Brad, what is your favorite part of the update to record? Also, when I'm not using my computer, should I leave it on or should I turn it off? Thanks, Power Crazy.
Favorite part
of the update. What have we been doing? Because it's right at the end of the show, so I know I get a reprieve soon.
Okay.
No, I'm being stupid. I usually like the questions if we have good questions.
Yeah.
Which varies by week. Sometimes we get good questions, others we get crap questions.
I like the questions that lead into one topic from another, you know? And the ones we can discuss for minutes on length.
How we jumped from school to what it's okay to laugh at to apathy and how Shane is going to be killed by a band of people because they refuse to happen. Because he's selfish.
That's why I need to buy a gun. Yeah, same for me, questions. And as for your computer, you can leave it on. My computers are upwards of 20 days uptime right now.
Yeah, I usually I sort of moderate it by how long I'm going to be away from the computer. If it's just going to be a couple of hours, I'll leave it on. But if it's longer than that, I'll turn it off.
You should always leave it on and just use the sleep mode.
Yeah.
Because it causes problems each time the hard drives have to spin up. It puts wear and tear on the drives. It's easier for them to stay spinning rather than to go from 0 to 7200 RPM again. So, not that much, but over time, it can add up. So, I don't know, use sleep if you can, otherwise just leave it on. I can't use sleep because I need network access for a whole bunch of network shares on it. So that's my rationale. You have anything else on that, Brad?
No, nothing else, Shane.
Next one is from Burnt Joint.
Hi, guys. Just a quick question for you today. Have/do either of you regularly watch RuneScape or World of Warcraft for you, Brad, videos on YouTube? Myself, I do occasionally watch a PvP video or two. And that's it. Thanks.
So?
No, not really.
Yeah, same, not really. The only videos I watch are the ones on our YouTube channel, which have kind of been in a short supply because, the music keeps getting muted, which is rather saddening. So I don't know what we can do about that.
It's goddamn the old copyright mongers.
Yeah. I, of course, also watch videos that sometimes are linked, like the big ones that appear. You remember when Construction first came out and Duriel destroyed half of Falador? That one was a good one to watch.
I watched that, yeah.
Yeah.
If there's a big video that everyone's talking about, I'll usually watch it.
Yeah, but we don't go to YouTube and spend our time looking at RuneScape videos and stuff like that, I don't think, right?
I'm just not, like, big on watching. I like to play myself.
Okay. Plus, it also, you kind of have to wonder, with a RuneScape video, how, like, unless it's just showing, like, a 99 skill or something, how can that provide an entertainment value? I'm not sure how somebody could make, like, a RuneScape soap opera or something, you know?
Yeah.
Once Trekkie wanted to make a video of cops on RuneScape.
Why?
Because it would have been fun, you know?
Yeah. Okay, if you say so.
But we ran out of time. But now I think the thing to do would be like a 24 of RuneScape or something, you know?
24 of RuneScape would be lame.
Why?
Lame!
Oh, you just don't like 24. Thank you, Burnt Joint.
You're lame.
No, not Burnt Joint's not lame.
Shane is lame, that's what I was saying. Shane is lame.
The next one is from a guy named Lumpy Lion.
I hear no denial.
Hey, Shane, Brad, and any of their co-hosts. Happy 200th episode. Now I've got a question for Shane and Brad. How did you guys meet? And if it was over RuneScape, then Shane, how did you convince Brad that you're not a creepy pedophile so that you could get him on the podcast? Thanks for the show. This is Lumpy Lion, and I'm out.
Well, Shane and I met
on the forums.
On the forums when they added me to the staff. Shane actually was the one that talked to me when they... Because the thing is, I don't know whether they still do it like this, but back then when they added you on the staff, they used to add you to MSN. So if you logged in and you saw, like, Mike and Shane added you to MSN, it's like... But, you know, it wasn't like that. I didn't think I'd ever... Shut up. Personally, I didn't think I'd ever get modded. I just didn't see it happening. But, yeah, he added me to... Well, they asked me if I wanted to be on the staff, and I said yes, and it went from there.
Okay. Yeah, that's how we still do things. When we added Warren, when both Mike and I came to him on MSN, he thought he was going to get banned.
Well, thank God we don't have to, like, talk to people on MSN when we ban them.
Yeah, and then it sort of just went from there, and we became friends, right?
Yes.
Remember when you and me first talked about your membership to the English Parliament and your saxophone?
That was a long time ago. I used to play the saxophone back then. I don't anymore.
Wow, that's when you were, like, still innocent. The thing of moving to Berlin hadn't set in yet.
No, I was in Berlin when we...
Yeah, I know, but it hadn't set in yet, because it's only been a year you were there, I think, right?
Yeah.
And that's still when you had your short hair.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't massively short.
Yeah, it was. You remember that one, in that one little MSN convo we had? There was a picture of the MSN convo, and your hair was short?
It wasn't short, but it
was. Yeah, it was. Long. It wasn't long. Anyway. It wasn't down to where it is now, you know?
Yeah.
I forgot. What was the rest of that question?
How did you convince me that you're not a pedophile?
Oh, well, I'm not. That's how I did.
Shane is a pedophile.
No.
Stay away from him, everybody.
No. Our final audio question goes to Brian.
Well, Shane and Brad and other hosts, it's finally here. Episode 200 of the Grand RSBNB Update. Now... I've been having this question up my sleeve for a long time, but I never really found a time to ask the question. So, tell me, if you were working your dream job, one that you always wanted when you were very little, would you be willing to take a pay cut? Yeah, it's random, I know, but whatever. Congrats on 200. Yours truly, Brian.
So?
Well, yeah, I'm not massively sure
what your dream job would be,
what my dream job would be, but yeah, I think if it was something that I really loved doing, then yeah, sure, I'd do it for free if I could survive on it. If I
okay.
Had board and food paid for.
Any ideas what it would be?
No, I can't really think what it would be.
Okay.
Probably something in politics. I've always found that interesting.
Oh, yeah, prime minister.
No.
Finance minister?
I think that's stressful. No, I'd probably like to be like an advisor or an aide.
Okay.
If I was good enough to be.
What about a backbencher?
Well, maybe a member of parliament.
Okay.
Just so I could sit in on prime minister's questions. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. I'd like to be minister of defense. But same goes for me. Something like, yeah, I'd do something like Brad said for free, or I'd take a trip to Mars for free, you know? That'd be fun, wouldn't it, Brad?
Yeah, if that's your dream.
No, I mean, wouldn't you like to go there?
No.
Okay. Well,
no. I'm gonna do what you do, Shane. No. No. No.
I don't
no.
just say it like that.
No. No.
Okay. So yeah, both of us will be members of parliament in our respected countries.
Yeah, and then when the United Kingdom and the Prime Minister goes on a state visit to Canada, I'll come and beat you up. Accuse you of being a paedophile.
Oh, thank you, Brian. Next one.
Next question. Finally, out of the audio questions. Brad, have you found the man of your dreams to take you away to live out your days as a pretty princess yet? No, or else I wouldn't be doing this. God damn it.
He has a girlfriend.
Yeah, she's not very manly. You know, I don't dig that. You know, arm hair and big muscles and shit. But I was going to say I'm more feminine than she is, but that's a massive insult to both her and me. Anyway,
I thought you were going to say she's more manly than you.
No, she isn't really.
Well,
and I'm not very manly, so that tells you how manly she is.
Yeah, that's right.
Shane, do you think the new Star Trek movie will be like the old ones? It's more like action-y than the old ones, in my opinion. What do you think?
You know, it's something that J.J. Abrams is doing. He's attempting to restart the franchise, which, if he can restart the franchise and bring in new people, I think whatever's necessary to bring in new people, he should be doing. Because if it greenlights another movie or another series, perhaps, then that's just excellent. Because I really do think that they need another movie, maybe a sequel to this one, but when it comes to this series, I think it's time to step forward, because right now, we're roughly at 2380 as the last year of anything happened in the Star Trek universe. I think it's time to jump ahead to maybe something like 2415 or something along the lines, to the 25th century, and give Picard a nice death and start off a new series that looks more futuristic than anything we've seen so far. And he should be able to do it, you know? Put his unique spin on it. So I think it's a good thing that he's doing to kind of pave the way for future things. I know Brad's not going to have anything to say on this, right?
I have absolutely nothing to say.
Have you decided if you're going to see it yet?
No, I'm not going to see it.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay. Second part
of the question. Both. What do you have for the future? What plans do you have for the future of RSPNB? Looking at my last 199 episodes. Okay, first of all, future plans for RSPNB. We're going to take over the world, that is all.
Yes, that's right. There's lots of interesting things happening behind the scenes that are going to enable that to happen, so all I can say is for you guys to wait and see. Next.
Next bit of the question. Looking back on the last 199 episodes, is there anything you would do differently? Cheers and here's to another 200. Anything we would do differently?
I'd start the bi-weekly guesting thing sooner.
Yeah, we didn't. We left that a bit long.
I'd start that. And,
I would get rid of Shane a long time ago.
But then without
if
me,
we're
there's
honest.
No show.
If we're honest, Shane.
But then there's no show.
Come on. We can get a replacement for you, Shane.
Nah. Another thing I do is I'd have continued using the wiki from episode 18 when we had originally started using the wiki publicly, but then we didn't use it publicly, so I'm going to be working on that in the coming weeks.
But
so.
We can't put condescending remarks about people in the
wiki.
I know,
that's right. But we don't do that anyways, right?
No, yeah, we don't do that, no.
The only time we don't do that to people who send in questions or anything. We only do that to people who are mean to us.
Yeah.
Like
in
the rants or anything, you know? But thank you, Andy.
Yeah.
Shane, I've been doing some research about space sci-fi shows, and I have found one of my favorite shows. Doctor Who, Brad might know what it is older than Star
I've
Trek.
Heard of it, yeah.
It's also a space sci-fi show. You claim that Star Trek is not a copy of anything. I claim it is. Thoughts, opinions. Grats on 200. That's from Earth.
Well, if Shane doesn't know what it is, how is he going to be able to say if
it's
a
copy?
Oh,
I know what it is.
Doctor Who.
Yeah. The reason it's
not... And Shane's now going to tell us why it's not a copy. Star Trek doesn't copy it, and why Star Trek is the best ever.
Yeah, it's because Star Trek is designed to provide a future... a modern vision of the future through Gene Roddenberry's eyes of what the future could be like. And it's more about the storytelling, the exploring, that sort of thing. It's not about the action, you see, you know?
They copied it.
No. Well, I never watched a full episode, but I'm just assuming that they didn't. Have you ever watched an episode?
Of Star Trek?
No, Doctor Who.
No. Doesn't interest me.
Yeah, like it's black and white, I think. So, I don't know. It just seems too old and it seems too fake. You know what I mean? I don't know. It just seems like it's like overly played. You know, it's not like it's like the people. It's not natural for some reason. Like there's this fine line I see. For example. Like, it just sort of feels like it could be happening one day, you know? Not like it's like... Like, you can tell that the people are acting in it, whereas in Star Trek you can't really.
Mm.
So, that's sort of what I mean there. Thank you, Earth. Next one.
Next question. Shane-nay? That's a good name. Shane and Brad, Lena. Who is your favorite foreign political leader of all time? Who is also your favorite current political leader? That question is from Mr. Noob. Oh, why'd you have to say foreign? All the good political leaders are British.
No. I know a good one that I can't say because he's not foreign.
Brian Mulroney. Brian Mulroney?
Nah. You go first.
Okay, foreign. I don't know. FDR, I guess, was quite good. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
It says is, not was.
Oh, what? Do you mean current?
Well, yeah, it probably means current.
Well,
it
if
says
we're talking
is.
Current, I mean, not like with the weight of history, I would probably say Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, is pretty good. I like her.
Okay.
And I like the guy who was before her mainly because he looked really scary. Schroeder.
Yeah, you said he scared you.
Did scare me. He's got a nasty looking face. He looks like he eats kittens for breakfast.
Okay. Now, favorite foreign leader of all time?
Of all time, I don't know. I this is probably in spite of the Watergate and everything. I like Richard Nixon. I think apart from Watergate, he was doing all right. But I can't say him because of Watergate.
Okay.
I don't want to pick an American. I can't think of any good foreign. I would say if you said British, I could reel off like five names, but I don't know.
Okay, and now
I can't think
current,
of any foreign political.
Your
ones.
Current favorite political leader?
I said Merkel.
Okay, but you can it can be in. How about the one being in your own country?
Is this of all time or current?
It says current.
Well,
do you like Gordon Brown?
Also says, no, of course I don't like Gordon Brown. You know, we didn't. The thing about the current prime minister we have, I'm going to rant for a couple of minutes, everyone's going to listen. The thing about the current political leader we have is we didn't vote for him, okay? Tony Blair won the 2005 general election, fine. But there's some retarded rule in the British parliamentary system where the governing party is allowed to change leaders, so we therefore change prime minister once without calling another general election. So we get stuck with Gordon Brown without ever actually voting him in as prime minister. That's the flaw of the parliamentary system, in my opinion.
Is Tony Blair retired, or does he still sit as an MP?
No, he retired, which is really shitty because I think he's the only person to ever retire as leader and then retire as an MP as well. Even Thatcher sat as a backbench MP for 2 years after she stepped down. Pretty much every other prime minister has stayed in the backbenches for a couple of years. Not just like hot-footed out the door, but Blair had to be the asshole. He was like, oh no, I'm going now.
That's like Stefan Dion. He's still sitting in the parliament, but he has to sit in the corner now.
So?
The disgraced leader's corner.
Disgraced leader's corner. He's not disgraced. He's a great man.
Okay. My favorite foreign political leader of all time.
Say Churchill or Thatcher.
Yeah, I was going to... That's actually true. My favorite foreign of all time, I'm going to have to say Thatcher.
We finally agree on something politically.
Thatcherism. Right now, my current favorite foreign political leader, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. There's like... Obama's okay, but there's things I don't agree with, you know, that he's doing.
How about Kim Jong-il?
No. You know what I think we should do with North Korea.
And Shane loves Kim Jong-il. He wants to invade North Korea just so they can have a tea party.
I don't know. It's hard to say a current foreign favorite political leader. I don't know.
How about Sarkozy, the French one? He's a twat.
Nah. I don't know. I might just have to go with Obama on this one.
But, he looks drunk half the time, Nicolas Sarkozy. When you see him in pictures, he looks... He looks drunk. I mean, he's probably sauced up most of the time. Stupid little French man.
My current favorite political leader... you know, I'd have to say...
You said Obama.
No, well, that was foreign. Foreign.
All right.
It's hard to say. Stephen Harper's good, but he's not. He's not doing what his party should be doing, based on what the Conservative Party of Canada was founded on and what they were Canadian Alliance was founded on. So I'm gonna say him for current favorite. But for another one of my favorites that was in Canada was Ralph Klein, our former Alberta Premier. He was good. He knew how to do the cuts without running deficit and pay off the debt to make Alberta the only debt-free state in North America. And also he knew how to handle homeless people.
Did you know Thatcher didn't want the UK to join the European Union. She wanted the UK to join NAFTA. She did. I'm not sure how that would work, but she actually said that the UK should join NAFTA and not the European Union.
Are you guys part of the European Union yet?
Yes, we are. We've been a member for ages. We just haven't taken the euro.
Yeah, you should.
No, we shouldn't. How can you agree with Thatcher when she was a massive Eurosceptic?
Why?
Because she hated the idea of the European Union. She didn't hate the idea of the European Union. She hated the idea of giving a lot of our powers over to the European Union.
Oh, she's one of the ones who wants to preserve the British Empire, I see.
Oh, shut up. Anyway.
Which is dwindling, actually. Being that the only first world countries in the British Empire right now are Canada, Australia, and New Zealand.
Yeah, nobody cares.
We still treat you guys like home, though. England. You know, the Queen is coming here next year. She's probably going to, if she comes at the right time, she might end up starting Parliament.
Wow.
Anyways, yeah, that's enough of that. Thank you, Mr. Noob. Brad. Do me a huge Brad. Favor and say I'm a princess in that weird kind of gay voice.
Okay, fine, once, because it's episode 200, and you're not getting this out of me ever again. I'm a princess! There we
no,
go.
No, that wasn't it. It was, I want to be a princess.
Okay, fine. One more time. I want to be a princess! That was rubbish.
Oh, that's good. Do you practice that in your spare time?
No.
Okay. Shane, if Brad was your slave for whatever you want, what would you make him do? Can be RuneScape related. Ah, that's a good question. If he was, I'd make him watch a few Star Trek episodes. Make him watch my favorite ones and make him see what a good show it is. You remember back in the day when you put over MSN voice clip that one Star Trek episode we were all in the MSN convo?
I don't remember. Oh yeah, what, when you were able to identify it?
Yeah.
That was sad.
And you had Star Trek on. That was good. Anyways, Brad and Shane, say toy boat three times fast. Congrats.
I don't get this.
200.
I spent like 5 minutes trying to figure it out, but I don't get how it's a tongue twister.
Because you have to, it's like toy boat, after the third time it becomes hard, you know?
Toy boat.
Congrats on the big 200. Sincerely, Italy for life. P.S. I'm an Italian American. I had no relatives over the earthquake in Italy. P.S.S. Your first initials spelled B.S. Right. P.S.S.S. Look out the side window. I'm watching you. Okay? Thank you, Italy for life.
I don't look outside my window. You're watching me. Well, it's dark and cold right there, and it's probably raining, so...
Oh, and Italy for life, that one drainer sig you have kind of looks out of place in your signature. It's good.
Yeah,
it's
replace
good.
It with an RSB&B one.
Yeah, we have a strength sig that can match. Maybe an orange one, that might look good. And it's good to see you got your signature working. Next one.
Next question. Yay, 200. Anyway, Shane, Brad, do you guys believe in the paranormal? And that question is from Sunset Fish. Personally, no.
No. Show me a ghost and I'll believe in it.
Yeah, I don't know. I know a lot of people who are like fairly sort of like me in the way that they don't tend to believe stuff like that, but they believe in ghosts for some reason. I don't get it. I think when you're dead, you are dead. There is no... like. I think the only reason people cling to these hopes of paranormal or the other side is because they can't come to terms with the fact that when you die, it's over. Game over.
Yes.
When I die, I just want to like close my eyes and see a big screen that just flashes game over. Or maybe one that says level 1 completed, starting level 2. That would be fun.
Oh.
No, wouldn't I? Wouldn't you think that I just want to die? I think I'd imagine I'll probably feel different when I'm close to death, but as it is now, I can't imagine wanting to live forever. I just want to.
Really? I'd be immortal if I could.
As long as I get a decent run of, like, I don't know, maybe 60, well, no, not 60, 70, 80 years, I'll be happy with that. I can't guarantee that. I could, you know, get hit by a bus tomorrow. But,
you know,
yeah, I wouldn't want to live forever.
I don't know. I think they say our generation, people who are under 40, are going to be living to 200 plus.
Oh, yeah, right. Bullshit. I'll see it when I believe it.
You guys, you normal people, forget that technology is an exponential growth curve.
Yeah, but I think we're going to live longer. I think you'll see many more people hitting 100. But I don't think it's going to be that drastic.
That's what they said.
Yeah,
but no.
That's what we must believe everything they tell us.
Yeah. Yeah. Ghosts,
I was being sarcastic, dumbass.
The only thing I can think of is, like, these people must spend a good amount of time working on these pictures of ghosts, you know? These people that take a picture and there's a big, like...
I think it could just
be... figure in the shape of a person.
It could just be the shadow or something. I don't think it means. I think people
look
too much
into it. Yeah,
but
they weren't there before.
It's the same reason people love religion. They're looking for meaning in their lives because they can't accept that life has no inherent purpose or meaning. It is just what it is.
There's this.
You are here for an unspecified amount of time. No purpose. No reason. No goal. No real big achievement. Just enjoy what time you have.
There was this thing on Dig about some ghosts or something. I was reading it, but it's interesting in a way, but it doesn't make sense, you know? So, I don't know. It also goes, like, there's a whole list of haunted castles in England that things happen in the middle of the night, you know? I don't know. I'd like to see if that actually did happen. But would you go to one of these things just to prove that ghosts didn't exist?
No, I wouldn't bother wasting my time.
You're scared. You don't want to realize that ghosts might be true.
No, I'm not scared. I just don't want to waste my time.
Okay. Well, maybe if I ever come there, we'll go tour one of those castles. How's that sound?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Thank you, Sunset Fish. Where do you think you'll be when come episode 300? What about 500 if you believe there will ever be one? We'll take that first. 300?
I won't be here at 300.
You never know, you might.
Never know.
You never know, you might decide to, we gave people a good scare last week talking about that you might be going, so we're not going to talk about that anymore.
Suddenly everyone's like, everyone is trying to jockey for my position as if they think Shane's just going to give it to a complete random. People never see. You know, feel free to jockey for my position once I've confirmed I'm leaving and given a date, but until then, just seriously.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be the person who has to replace me because they're not going to be as good.
And you know, you're going to have a lot to live up to, you know?
Yeah, you will, and you will look like shit. Because you were going to have to fill my shoes, which you won't be able to do. So, you know, I would avoid it.
Yeah,
I would wait until the person who replaces me goes and replace them. Because then all you got to go is up.
Okay. 300. 300 is going to be good sometime before this time next year. I don't know what we'll be doing.
No, it won't. We're only on 200. It'll be another 2 years.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. For some reason, I thought 1 year equals 100 weeks. I'm sorry, I forgot. Well, yeah, we will be doing it, and hopefully by then RSBNB will have expanded our empire to other domains, including pretty much a grasp on RuneScape stuff and maybe a few other things. I don't know. But we plan to have our full lineup of RuneScape features rolled out by then. 500, let's just wait and see on that. 500 would be a nice number, but I can't see us reaching 500 that soon unless we start doing 2 episodes a week.
Yeah, it would be another, 6 years?
Yeah.
Roughly, 5.5 years?
I could do another episode a week if, like, that would be totally off the wall, but I just don't think we'd have enough content, you know?
No.
Unless we move some of the content from here into, but anyways, as often stated, you and Mike have secret projects high on the priority list of RSBNB new features. Would you care to shed some light on some of these things? I can't speak for Mike because, well, it's just not right to talk about other people's projects and people who have spilled this kind of information before have had bad things happen to them when you go telling other people about what's coming in a group after you leave. So it's not a good idea to do that. But as for me, I can talk about what I'm going to do because I'm not mentioning any features. But I can't say what Mike's going to be doing because I would basically spill the beans on the entire project if I was to say.
Yeah, just get to the point, Shane.
My next project is calculators.
Wow. Redoing them?
Yeah, redoing them. So with that being said, if anybody listening has any suggestions for calculator features, send me a PM whether you think it's good or bad. Worst case scenario, I'll say no, that's already been added to my list. Or no, that kind of thing isn't what we're looking for. Then my second project I want to get going on is I need to do some cleanup of RuneWire. After using it from November on, I've felt that the interface is kind of too much and kind of confusing, so I want to slim it down a bit more. RuneWire 2 is too much, so I'm going to try and take the user interface and condense it down a bit. So that's what I have planned. What about you, Brad?
Nothing.
Okay. On the same topic of the future, what do you think Apple's next kind of iPod will be? With the more recent one being the iPod Touch. Those are all from Anubis.
An iPod that will fit on the head of a pin, since they like making things smaller.
And how will you control it?
You won't. With the power of your mind.
Oh, that's good. I was hoping you'd say something like that. You know, that's sort of one thing that I have trouble with, predicting what Apple will do. Like, I didn't see the iPod Touch coming. But I think that the iPod Touch is serving as sort of, it's going to be expanded into a more type of gaming platform, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then they're going to focus on macOS, which there was some patent that they drew up, which was a 3D desktop interface for macOS. So that should be interesting, but then again, it's the whole idea of software patents. I hate software patents. I just do. So, in a way, I kind of like resist software patents. This is one thing I was thinking of last night. It's like, why am I using all this commercial software when the open source stuff can get it better, get it done better, right?
Yeah.
But then I was thinking the only real open, the real commercial software I need is the software I use for recording and editing the show and the few times that I need Photoshop. That's pretty much the only commercial software I use. Everything else is either cloud-based or web-based. But I'm sorry, I went on there. Thank you. Brad, next one.
Next question. Congratulations on 200 episodes. Shane, have you ever had a time when you didn't think you'd be able to continue playing RuneScape without running RSBNB in its subdomains? First question.
A few weeks ago when I hurt my back. But I'm pretty much back up and running now. Oh,
okay.
Unless he meant
ever had a time we didn't.
No, I don't think something that would be a long time. That'd be permanent. So I don't know.
Okay, no then. Brad, have you ever had a time when you thought you might not be able to host the show, and when that time comes, we choose to get state hosting spot over? Yeah, there have been weeks when I've not been able to make it. I've obviously been replaced. But yeah, I generally, I don't like choose, but I make suggestions, and Shane usually acts on them. So you could say that I have power over who replaces me.
Anything else on that?
Nope, nothing else.
That was from
Marco. That question
was
from Marco. Macro.
Marco.
Macro. Next question.
With the latest of episode 24 of 24, what do you think will happen next? That's from Chris for Life. You don't watch 24, do you?
No.
Well, what happened?
I think they'll all die.
Well, yeah, maybe. Lots of people have died so far this season, and Jack's dying. He's got a disease.
How sad.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell. I'm not sure whether basically they stopped this. There's this guy, Tony, who was previously working for the FBI and the government and stuff this season. But on this last episode, he kind of did a abrupt turn and started helping the terrorists again, which was totally unexpected. So people still aren't sure whether he's on the good side or the bad side. So I don't know. Personally, I think it's all just some sort of ruse to make the terrorists think that he's with them so he can get access to the bioweapon. But it's a good show. For those of you guys who don't watch it, you guys should watch it, even though it's kind of hard to step in during the middle of the season. So, see if you can find it on rerun anywhere or rent the DVDs. But it's good. Have you ever watched an episode, Brad?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. It's like it's real time, meaning 1 hour of show is 1 hour in the.
Yeah, I know how the concept works, Shane. You don't just explain it to me.
Okay. Thank you, Chris, for life. Next one.
Dear Shane and Brad, do any of your bowl? If you're do bowl, what's your highest game? That question is from Marking 22. He's on a bowling team, isn't he?
Yeah.
There's that video posted.
Funny,
because I actually went. I don't go regularly, but I actually went this week with my girlfriend. And her brother.
Oh, she has a brother?
She has two brothers.
Are they younger or older?
They are younger than her, but older than me.
Oh, okay.
They're twins.
Oh.
They aren't identical twins, but they're twins. They sort of, well, of course they look alike, but they're not identical.
Okay.
Marcel and Jeremy. They both have puffy French names. But okay. And he didn't. Anyway, but no, I generally suck at bowling. On Wednesday, I scored a 134, which it's not terrible, but it's not great. My girlfriend and her brother, like their whole family, like they used to. Apparently, they used to go bowling out when they were younger, so they're all like freakishly good. she scored 192, I think.
What the?
And he got. Yeah, exactly. And he got 170 something. I mean, seriously, it's like I didn't know. It was like one of those things I didn't know. I didn't know she was like freakishly good at bowling, so we went bowling and I thought, "Hey, I may have a chance of winning here." And I got blown away. Uh-huh. Actually, I was actually ahead of her, but like after about, cuz I got two strikes and a half strike in my first five balls. So I thought, "Okay, I'm doing all right." And I think she only got. She was slightly behind me after five balls, but then she completely obliterated me in the last five. I don't like losing.
Yeah, neither do I.
I'm sure a lot of you can guess. So, but yeah, I'm not that great a bowler.
I play every game with a point to win, and if the point of the game isn't to win, it's not as fun for me.
But are you any good at bowling?
I average about 120.
You told me you hadn't been in ages.
Yeah, I haven't been in ages, so. But
I'd like to go more, but it's just one of those things I seem to forget to do.
Yeah, you know? That's right. And it's kind of hard because if you're not, I don't know, what weight of balls did you use?
I don't know, they sort of use like, they have systems here. They start at 6, which is like the light kiddie balls, and they are like 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, and I use a 12.
Okay, yeah, I know. Like, if with a large 12, if you swing a little too hard, you could like pull a muscle, you know.
Yeah, I've never pulled a muscle playing bowling.
Yeah, I did once or twice. So,
Shane, you must be really unfit if you injure yourself doing things like that.
Well, no, it's just that I was probably the wrong posture, you know?
Yeah.
And swinging the wrong way. But
I can't seem to, because you know when you see some people bowl and they have like the perfect run up and they take it back and it all looks nice and flowing. I can't do that. Mine always feels really awkward. And
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I sort of, the thing, I sometimes, the main thing that I have trouble with my game is that I either get it straight down the middle and invariably a strike, or I gutter ball it, because I have a habit of sometimes going around my body, so it tends to sort of go off at an angle and it'll either like clip like the last two pins on the side or a gutter ball. So it's usually either straight or in the gutter.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, but I'd like to go a little bit more, but it's kind of hard to do that when nobody will go with your... You just don't go.
Yeah, you don't go to a bowling alley on your own. There's nothing sadder in the world than being alone at a bowling alley.
But it's fun, I do have to say so, you know? It's a good
fun.
Way
yeah,
to.
Yeah, we should have an RSB&B bowling game.
That'd be kind of hard.
You can all come to the one by me. That'd be easy for me.
That'd be a long ways away.
Just for a bowling game. Yeah.
For me and Mike.
And then Marking would probably beat us anyway. Anyway.
But, yeah, that's something we'll do if we ever meet up. Thank you. Thank you, Marking. Marking who parks a car at the bowling alley.
Uh-huh. Okay, next question is, dear Brad and Shane, Brad, have you found a job yet? If you listened to the update last week or listened to the or read the notes, you would hear that I do not have a job at the moment, but I'm applying to join the Royal Air Force, British Royal Air Force. Also, how many times do you go to the gym? I go twice a week because I don't want to be... I'm not like one of these people. I don't go to like be seriously toned or like stupidly fit. I'm just like a basic level of fitness. So twice a week. I go to the gym twice a week and then I go running every day. Okay. I haven't been going this week because I'm busy with other stuff, but starting next week I'll be running every day.
Okay. You want to read the part for me?
3 miles a day. Sorry, that's an important part. 3 miles a day. Anyway, Shane, have you ever had a job? And what is the... Okay, Shane, have you ever had a job?
No.
No, his family's rich. They just give him money. what is the fastest way from 80 to 99? I have 70 million.
I assume he means...
Farming, yeah.
Well, 80 to 99, it depends on how much money did he say he has?
700 million.
Yeah, that's a nice amount of money. How do you get that much? Tell me how you get that much, and I'll tell you how much you get, how you do your farming. No, I'll just tell you now. Well, if it's that kind of money, you might as well go for two magic runes a day, one palm run, one calquit, watermelons, and torstals. Just basically do the highest you can. The only trouble will be timing the magic trees, because they can take a long time to grow, and the timers aren't always exact, so that's something to be aware of. But worst case, one magic tree run and one yew tree run, or just something along the lines of that, and the XP will come in quickly. That's what I'd recommend, since you have the money. Next question. Yeah. Next question.
That question, have we finished with those?
Yeah, well, there's a second part about it.
Oh, both. Will you ever make RSPB merchandise? I'd definitely buy some. Thanks, keep up the great show, Frosty Bow. Grats on 200. Best RuneScape podcast out there. Checked every single one. You're still the best. Question from Frosty Bow. RuneScape merchandise. RSPB merchandise.
We were going to do that back in the day with the design crew.
But yeah, I remember that.
The problem is that it's a good thing to do, but looking at the revenue stream and how many people would buy it, it's not really worth it, because people that are our demographic don't tend to have the amount of money to buy these kind of things, and we didn't want to have any copyright problems with Jagex.
Yeah.
So that's why we didn't move on with it. So that's why. But I can't see it happening again, though. I wouldn't mind a RSPNB cup or a hat, you know?
I'm not really fussed on it, to be honest.
What, you wouldn't want a cup, a RSPNB cup to drink your tea out of?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I think it'd be nice to have, but I just can't see it happening anytime soon. So, maybe if we could get something along the lines of having something without RuneScape graphics, that might be it, but I don't even know if we're allowed to use the RuneScape name, so that's mainly why we didn't do it in the past.
Probably not. Jagex will come and sue your ass.
Yeah.
You have infringed on our intellectual property. Screw you,
Jagex. Another thing I hate, intellectual property.
Yeah, intellectual property sucks. Anyway, next question.
Next question. Hey guys, here are some Star Trek questions.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Shane, how many Star Trek episodes have you watched without stopping? I'd say between 10 and 20 when they were on marathon here.
They once had a
marathon here of the top 10 viewer chosen Star Trek episodes, so that was nice. Then of course, last Christmas Day they had the Trekmas Day movie marathon with all 10 Star Trek movies over Christmas Day. That's why I like the holidays, that kind of thing. But between 10 and 20. Brad, have you ever watched a full episode of Star Trek?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. I have, and it was really weird. Keep up the great show, and congratulations on show 200. Buddy Macaroni, a.k.a. Bucky Mannaroni.
Bucky Mannaroni.
You think you'll ever watch one?
No, never, ever, ever.
Final question.
Hi, Daytona 211 here, RS team. I would want to know Brad, what's your World of Warcraft name? Also play well the level 80 priest name, Daniel Mum. No, I'm not Chinese. My actual characters don't show up on the armory anymore because I cancelled my account.
Oh, you did? Six.
Yeah, there's no point in me playing it, really. Because, I only used to log in to play with my friends, and that sort of, even that got boring. So I cancelled my account about a month ago, and I don't use it anymore. But I used to play, I played an 80 Night Elf Rogue. I'm not proud of playing a Night Elf, but shoot me. I also had, a lot of characters. I had my Night Elf Rogue was my main. I had a Tauren Warrior, was going to be my main for the next latest expansion, but I stopped playing as much because I got a girlfriend. And I also have an 80 mage, which is undead, which I sort of leveled. That was like the last thing I did in game was leveling that. Cause it was
how boring. Do you get an undead mage?
There's this race called undead, which is, you have to understand the lore of World of Warcraft to understand. Basically, they were, I can't explain it to you, it's just too many pitfalls. But it's possible. It's almost like, sort of like, think of it like zombie, but zombies with a conscience.
I see. Okay, that is weird.
Anyway, also, you guys should put a little music in between the parts of the show, artist questions, tech questions, or some kind of 15-second intro into each part of the show. Should we? What do you think about that?
We toyed with this idea before when we got our last set of theme music. The reason we didn't was because we always say it's something along the lines of, on to questions now. That's it for questions, moving on to tech news, you know?
Yeah,
we just we normally sort of, say yeah, something we, like that, so that's why we don't.
We announce it ourselves, there's not really much point.
There's not much point. I love the show, Brad. Be more happy, you little princess. What does that
be
mean?
Be more happy. Probably the reference gay princess from Ireland.
Right. Well, with that said, that's it for questions. Moving on to tech news.
On to tech news.
Yeah, there you go. That's the second part. Do that again.
I'll do an intro. On to tech news. There we go.
Okay. Microsoft owns up to E74 Xbox 360 errors and extends warranty. Well, Xbox 360 systems may be known for the dreaded red ring of death and any other hardware failure. One gaming blog has been tracking the rise of the E74 error, that an issue that causes the console to crash and show a multi-language kill screen. You'll also get a single red section on your system's power button. Microsoft is aware of the problem and has since amended its 3-year warranty to cover the error. That's good, you know.
Good they've recognized their mistake.
Yeah,
but
I'm
not
sure.
Another big problem with the Xbox?
I know.
I mean, seriously, what? I mean, I own one, but I'm, you know, if I hadn't have bought one before the RROD stuff started kicking in my, I probably would have, I don't know.
Yeah, it's the same for
not
me.
Not good.
Like, it's got so many godforsaken problems. Like, for example, I don't know if it's a problem with the game or the console or something in between, but there are times when Saints Row 2 will just lock up completely and you have to forcefully shut the console down.
Yeah, it's not good, is it?
Yeah, and then, like, the game developers, God, like, they're bad. There's a problem with the new Call of Duty World at War, that if you don't have the map pack, like, you know how they release map packs, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have the map pack, it will put you in a playlist with that map pack, so you get booted out right away. And it's also got problems connecting to other games. Like, I don't know, it's a problem with the game developers, but they don't make the Microsoft doesn't make it easy for developers to fix these problems, because for each patch that a game developer wants to make, it has to be approved by Microsoft first. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. The Xbox is, I don't know. I don't even see Xbox as a question mark. Yeah, like, they're not even making money from the thing, you know, because they spend so much on research and development. It's not profitable for them. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I think if I was considering consoles now, I'd probably get a PS3.
No, because I still don't like the PS3.
Why?
Because Home is stupid. Sony Home, whatever they call it.
I don't know. I just like it from a hardware standpoint because you can change your hard drive, you can use SD cards for the memory and stuff, so that sort of thing. But I don't know.
Anyway,
if you have an E74 error, you can send it into Microsoft to be repaired, or rather get a new Xbox, because that's all they do. The future of Firefox: no tabs and built-in ubiquity. Did you take a look at this link?
I did. The screenshot looks very interesting.
Yeah. I'll read this first. Thanks to its extensibility, Firefox quickly became the favorite web browser for most power users. But while extensions are a great way to make Firefox more functional, Mozilla's designers are currently thinking about a complete redesign of the way the browser looks and feels in order to keep up with changing usage patterns. The most radical proposal we have seen so far would do away with the standard browser tabs and replace them with an interface that looks more like iTunes than Firefox. So, we'll have a link in the notes to this, but take a look at it. So, what's your thoughts?
Well, it would be a cosmetic change more than anything, wouldn't it? I mean, yes, it has practical applications, but, I mean, yeah, it looks interesting, it looks good. I mean, I would never really have thought of a browser to display tabs like that. But, yeah, we'll see what the future holds.
Yeah. I don't know, it was something I was talking to Mike with, too, and we both sort of agreed that they should keep a sort of legacy mode for those that don't want to use that and have the standard tab bar at the top, you know, without the graphical
thing.
Oh,
yeah, it's not going to be the sort of thing they'll force upon you, is it?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's something that has to happen, I think. Then they also have an example of built-in ubiquity where you can, translate stuff. You just type in text and it translates it on the fly. And then you can also save the... In essence, lets you drag the address bar off to the side and keep it for future use. So, an example of this might be if you're doing a search, you want to keep a search on, say, RuneScape fan sites. You could just drag that off and it would stay there until you close the browser. So, I think this is sort of the innovation that we need to see. And could you really imagine Microsoft doing something like this?
Well, I think if somebody else does it and it turns out to be good,
yeah,
then yeah, they'll do
right.
it.
Then, well, yeah, but I mean on their own accord.
No, I can't imagine them being the innovator.
Yeah, we'd still be stuck on IE6 if it wasn't for Firefox and stuff. But yeah, take a look at this link. Now we got some Zune rumors. No Apple news this week. Zune HD, multi-touch browser and Xbox games with a question mark. General consensus is that the rumored Zune HD will be coming this fall and will be a more of an international release, though an official list of countries is not yet available. The leaked picture is, they got some info on the potential versions here. 16 and 32 gigabyte versions, a multi-touch OLED screen with 16:9 aspect ratio and TV out. HD radio and HD media playback, support for wireless sync and browser that supports multi-touch, and support for 3D Xbox games.
And yet the Zune will still always be second to the iPod.
Yeah, that's too bad, because doesn't this sound kind of interesting to you?
In theory, yes, but we'll have to see how it turns out in practice.
Yeah. Like, I could see it being maybe better than the iPod Touch, but people aren't going to jump to it, you know?
Nope, iPod has a much more established user base.
I don't know, it's only a matter of time, I think, before we're going to start seeing antitrust cases against Apple.
Why?
It should be interesting. Well, for like for instance, their last thing with the headphones, you know?
Yeah.
So, only time will tell, but definitely something to keep an eye on. The Zune HD. That's it for tech news, unless Brad has any other... stories or comments or anything.
No more comments.
Okie dokie, time for some other things. What have you been wearing, Brad?
Sorry?
What have you been wearing?
Wearing?
Yeah, what are
I
you wearing right
rants.
Now?
Rants.
No. Remember I said we were pulling that out because I did all the questions?
Oh, right, sorry, yes, I forgot.
Yeah.
What have you been wearing? Where the hell is that in there?
Well, there's an Informer article called What You're Wearing Part 2 that I wanted to highlight about different RuneScape fashion motifs.
Okay, that's okay. Well, I don't know. So that's at
informer.rsbnb.com. What are you wearing today?
Jeans and a shirt. I changed when I got back from the gym. The shirt's black. It's my Steve Jobs shirt.
Oh, it's a turtleneck.
Yeah, black turtleneck. Steve Jobs.
Okay. Is your are your jeans blue?
Yes, blue jeans.
Hey, you should cut your hair and you could be Steve Jobs.
I don't want to be Steve Jobs. He's going to die.
For Halloween.
For Halloween. No, that would be the nerdy. Everybody would think I'm an Apple fan. Everybody would think I'm a...
That'd be so good.
Everybody would think I was an Apple fanboy, which I'm not.
But it would be good, you know?
No, it wouldn't. I look nothing like Steve Jobs.
Oh. Anyways, check it out.
I don't have that raw sexual magnetism.
What?
I don't have the raw sexual magnetism that Steve Jobs has.
Okay. That's at informer.rsbnb.com. What you wearing, part two.
And Steve Jobs' raw sexual magnetism.
We have a new event lineup coming soon.
Woo,
basically,
events.
we're gonna be changing the way the events work and everything. So your standard weekly events that you've known for a while will be going goodbye, replaced with more interesting things. So watch the forums for that. Forums.rsbnb.com. And now we're gonna do a little skill of the month update, shall we?
Scottum.
Yes, fire making. Marking is catching up to Power Crazy, who is in first. Power Crazy has 10.3 million XP. Marking has 9 million XP, so 1.3 million XP.
Could be close.
But he's catching up, so there's still time to win. And in third still is a div with 4.86 million XP.
Big drop-off. Big drop-off after that.
Yeah, I have to give these guys credit, though, for who are in third for not stopping. So.
Well, they're still going for the, you know, skill of the year or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no reason why people should stop competing, you know?
Yep.
And finally, Kyle, you still have zero XP. You should get some XP. Just go light one log and then I'll be happy. Anyways, so that's your skill of the month update. We should be getting our new skill of the month next week, I think. Any guesses at what it'll be?
Skill of the month. I'm going to guess at cooking.
Oh, okay. Move on to the final thing. What have you been up to?
Nothing much. I said I've spent this... I lie, not nothing much. I've not really had as much free time this week, because I've spent... The entire week, near enough, well, not the entire week, I spent the first part of the week, the first 2 days, painting out my girlfriend's flat, well, one of the rooms, which was fun, and then after, which was fun, sarcastic, that's what being in a relationship's about, doing shit you don't want to do, it wasn't that bad, actually, but, and then, actually, after painting that out, we went and helped my dad paint out his new shop, because, I don't think anybody knows this, but my father owns his own business, shoe repairing business.
What's the address?
I'm not telling you. And he's moving shops. It's quite close to his old one, but he had to sort of do up the new shop. And I've basically spent this entire week, about 6-7 hours a day this week, apart from Wednesday when I went bowling. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 3 days.
Wow.
Helping, you know, clearing out the old shop and helping him set up the new one.
That's nice of you. Are you doing this all free of charge?
Of course I'm doing it free of charge. It's my bloody father. I've lived under his roof for, you know, I can't ask him to give me money for that, because then he'll start charging me to live here. Which has, I have no source of income. I'm not going to be able to pay him.
Right, okay.
I would never charge a member of my family.
Nice.
I would charge my father or my grandparents. I might charge, like, cousins or something like that.
Oh, okay. Anything else?
That is all.
As for me, I did a final yesterday. I got 3 more left. So yeah, I'm studying for that. That's what I'm working on. And what did I do yesterday? I forgot what I did yesterday. I did something. Oh yeah, I did something in regards to moving to a new server, which we're doing over the past, which is going to be sometime in the next week. We're going to be moving to a new Airbnb server, but as always, you guys should expect no downtime unless something goes horribly wrong.
You shouldn't notice.
Yeah, you shouldn't notice, but you know how things are. Sometimes they just don't work out, right? So. Anyways, are we done?
Yep.
In that case, RSBNB update 200 is done. For Brad at saidbybrad.com or RuneWire or what today?
Goodbye.
Your blog?
Yeah, it's pretty my blog.
Okay. And Shane, runewire.com/Shane. Goodbye, everyone.